We're here today at the 2017 Commodity Classic, just before the Sorghum Producers General Session, talking with their CEO, Tim Lust. Tim, tell me what you got going on today.
Well, a Sorghum General Session is a great opportunity to bring together some programming for our growers here and very practical items like sugarcane aphid panel on the latest and best management practices in terms of that. We've got a great session with the CEO of Pheasants Forever, really talking about conservation and how sorghum and pheasants go together. Have some opportunities to talk about some marketing panels, certainly during times like this. Everybody wants to have a discussion there, and so have a good discussion there. And then, I think one of a speaker we have this morning, a little more on the motivational side, that I think during times that maybe not be as fun and exciting as we've had in some past years, a good opportunity to just listen to someone to reinforce what we probably all know, but, one foot in front of the other, and let's keep moving together.
Mm-hmm. I was at the Bayer Advocacy Forum this week as well, and talked to somebody there about the sugarcane aphids. How big of a problem is that becoming for your industry?
Well, I think we made a lot of progress in the last 2 years. It was such an unknown on the front end, and it was really difficult for us to know exactly what to tell growers or what best management practices were. So very excited now that we do have a number of resistant hybrids, tolerant hybrids, not truly resistant, but tolerant hybrids. We learned a lot about planting early and learned a lot about best management practices in terms of spraying to make sure we have control. So feel a lot better about it today than we did 2 years ago at this point in time. Still obviously a tremendous amount of research going on by the checkoff and by private industry, continuing to make sure that we have even better material going forward.
Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about you're exploring some marketing opportunities going on in your industry. Tell me a little bit about those, what you kind of see on the horizon. Obviously we're facing low commodity prices right now. How are y'all, I guess, managing that?
Well, and I think certainly we're excited to continue to have the very strong export markets to China and other countries like Mexico that we do have. A lot of people assume maybe those have gone away. And I think with all the surplus stocks of grain that we have, prices of everything are obviously down. But we continue to see very strong export demand for sorghum. We continue to see very strong biofuels demand domestically for sorghum. And so from that standpoint, we're moving through our stocks at a very quick pace and expect to see, that from a sorghum specific standpoint be in good shape by the end of the year. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of surplus of other commodities around the world.
And so let's switch gears here a little bit. Let's talk a little bit on the policy side of things. What's going on in Washington with you guys right now?
Well, certainly everybody's getting geared up on the farm bill process. It's officially kicked off on the House and Senate side both. So, we'll be right in the middle of those discussions as we go forward. Certainly, from a tax standpoint, a lot being talked about significant tax reform, the first time that's been done in over 20 years. And so we're certainly, engaged in that discussion and looking at what, I think that is viewed generally as very positive for small business and for agriculture, but the devil's in the detail. And so it's certainly one that we'll have to watch very closely on the tax policy this year.
And so have you all managed to figure out what some of your priorities are going to be when it comes to the farm bill and as those discussions progress?
Well, I don't think everything's totally finalized, but I think the core principles are there. And, we have strong belief in crop insurance as part of a cornerstone for farm policy. We have, we put a lot of emphasis in the last farm bill and the PLC program and a strong reference price for sorghum. We still feel very strongly about that. And, we'll continue to push that. Conservation and energy titles are two that are important to our growers, so we'll be very involved in the discussions on those two titles as well.
People over at the National Association of Wheat Growers, they've been very vocal about wanting to work with other commodity groups. Do you feel that same collaboration's going on?
Well, I think, just look back at the last farm bill and the lessons we learned that when we didn't work together, how everything got split and the challenges and the time that it took to work through that. So, I think there is a sincere effort by all groups right now to stay unified. It doesn't mean that everybody will agree on every detail, but it means that certainly we have to understand that from a farmers that we all represent that grow multiple commodities, we got to make sure we're working in their best interest, and this is a very tough time on the farm, and they don't need to see us fighting. They need to see us getting something done.
Mm-hmm. And I can't let you get away without giving me your reaction on the repeal of WOTUS, or at least the action that President Trump has taken to get that done. What's your reaction to that?
You know, we're very excited to see that happen and know that it's a long process, both through, you know, executive branch as well as the legal side. But you got to start somewhere. And so very excited, certainly about that. Very excited to have a new EPA administrator and to see a number of items that are very important to our growers hopefully be addressed over the next year or two.
Mm-hmm. And that was my last question for you. Do you feel the people that Trump is putting into these positions in Washington, such as our own Scott Pruitt as the EPA administrator, as well as Sonny Perdue nominated for the USDA secretary, do you feel that these are going to be friends to agriculture, specifically to the sorghum producers?
Absolutely. You know, put out press release right afterwards. I'm very, very excited about Scott Pruitt being in and, you know, a number of things that need to be addressed there. And, you know, we work very hard on the pesticide side of our industry and with re-registration of many of our farm products going on right now. You know, all we've asked is that the science be followed, and we believe that he will take that approach and follow the science, and if he does that, we'll be fine. The products stand on their own on science. So looking forward to that. You know, it's been some long ongoing items with biofuel pathways and in the sorghum industry that we've been working for years to get approved, and need to see some of those continue to get approved that are specific to our industry. You know, they're not massive political policy issues. They're just blocking and tackling issues that need to get done, and we look forward to working with him to get those done.
Yeah.